Blog Talk Radio.
Blood, tears, and above them, Celebrity Enterprises is bringing DC their own History 2009. They're gonna have Stone Love and bass oddity straight from Jamaica, man. We're gonna have live video by Reggae TV Unplugged. DC's own High Rollers, Upsetters, live in the building, along with 93.9 Kiss FM with DJ Trini.
Taking place at Legends Nightclub, 3225 Naylor Road, Temple Hills, Maryland.
We getting it in all day, every day. Get your tickets now at Junction Market, Sweet Mango, Queenstown Market, along with Caribbean Superior, man.
For more information, call 202-425-6873.
It's going down, LA, June 20th, History 2009, man. See you there.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's going down. Greetings, everyone. Street Queens, the movement presents Dating 101. The female survival kit. When you're going out on a date, you're always wondering, what does a woman really need with her to have a successful day, or just to prepare, be prepared for anything that might go down? You know, you never know who you're, you know, interacting with, you know, at that time, you know what I'm saying, and what to look for. Along with that, the same thing is, are you always bringing your real self into when you first meet, you know, a meet and greet? That's the question. Survival kit 101, what should we bring? You know, mace, anything. Call in, give us your suggestions at 347-826-7722. It's going down tonight. Make sure you come and check us out at www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com if you have any questions or requests. And definitely, you know what I'm saying, check us out. It is going down tonight. So go ahead and hit us up, 347-826-7722. We're talking about Dating 101. But we're going to go ahead and go and pay these bills and play some quick commercials, and we'll be back talking about one. What should a woman bring, or what should a guy bring, and what are the do's and the don'ts? Holla.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. But when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
What it is, that's what it is. Street Queens, the movement, and we're presenting to you Dating 101, the do's and don'ts on the first date, and the survival kit for the ladies. And hey, if men have suggestions, Call in at 347-826-7722. And I have to read this wonderful thing that Emma sent to me today while I bring her on the line. 917, Emma.
Yeah, peace, Queen.
Peace, Emma. I gotta read this thing you sent me today. You know,
okay.
For all the people that's going through situations, relationships, or whatever, man, I gotta read this one to you. It says, "Life is too short to wake up with regrets. Love the people who treat you right and pray for the ones who don't. Today is the world's close friends day." You know, so basically, as many of your friends, you know, send them a rose and just tell them that you're thinking about them. And basically, life is too short to wake up with regrets. Love the people that treat you right and pray for the ones that they don't. You know, they always say keep your enemies close. You heard?
Mm-hmm. You got to pray for them.
Yeah. Definitely. So, you know, we're talking about Dayton 101. You know, the survival kit for the ladies. So, Emma, you know, this is a serious topic, you know what I'm saying? It's just talking about, you know, women. And I think, you know, the situation with the survival kit, you know, as ladies, we don't know what kind of situation we're getting ourselves into. And, you know, dating is risky, you know, sometimes. You never know what it is. You don't know what situation might happen, you know what I mean? So you always got to be prepared at all times. Because you got to think about every different situation that might happen. So what are some of the things that you would bring on a first date with on your survival kit?
Besides my gun, my besides the hammer, wow, you know, it's been a minute since I've been on the dating scene, even though I'm single. I'm just so scared of that, you know, of this situation where I have to prepare with like thousands of things just to go on a date, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, money, first of all, money, because, you know, if things don't go right, you know, you can always, you know, have enough money to jump into a cab or at least, you know, your cell phone to call a friend or to call someone. Or to call 911 if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least have, you know, not everybody can, you know, I don't encourage everybody to carry guns, but carry mace, you know, carry a mace or even, you know, it's sad to say, like, to even talk like that, like this, but even a small knife or something because, you know, you never know. And sometimes us as women, we put ourselves in that situation because, before we, you know, we go on these dates, you know, we talking to these dudes all type of ways and telling them all type of things we're going to do to them. And then when we're on a date, they're expecting that. And then when, you know, we don't give out, then we put ourselves in that position that they feel, you know, it's a go with whatever they want to do. So, you know, just know definitely who you're dating, first of all.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to, and I mean, you don't really always get to know a person like that, but at least know where you can find them if something happens to you. Know at least where they live or their neighborhood or something, you know, some type of good information that if something was happening, when you go on a date, make sure that somebody knows that you went on that date. You know, call a close friend or something, let them know, listen, I'm going to be in such and such place, and I'm going to call you from that place and, you know, and check in. Text somebody while you're there at dinner with them. Listen, I'm at this place and he's driving this type of car and this is his license plate. You know, I mean,
oh,
yeah. I mean, it's just to stay safe.
Yeah, that's why we got texting. That's why we have texting.
Absolutely.
And you have phones. Snap a picture, text it.
Do
what you got to do.
Absolutely. Lush, I'll be sending you all the photos. This is Carter's plate.
For real, I mean, seriously, you know what we're talking about. You know, this is serious because we have a lot of, you know, women in situations, God forbid, you know, that have been, you know, either, you know, assaulted or different things, you know, in regards to going on a date. Because, you know, when we're, how they quote unquote say, when we're phone zoning, talking for hours with somebody, just because you have a good relationship on the phone does not mean that it might turn out the same way when you guys initially meet.
Right.
You know what?
Meet in a mutual place. Meet in a place there's a lot of people. Don't right away go to this person's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't invite this person to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't need to know where you live until you know for sure that, okay, you want to continue with dealing with this person. Just because you go on a date doesn't mean you even want to see them again afterwards.
Yeah, that's true. You know. And you know, while you're on the phone, don't give them super too much information about you, you know, because you don't know what kind of crazy you're dealing with, you know. And the crazy thing about it is, like, with Emma, I know we don't want to talk about, you know, bringing like assault, but for even for the young teen, I don't care. You need to go out there and get some mace. You need to get some money.
Key thing, ladies, please, just because you're going on a date with this guy, do not expect that this guy is just going to pay for everything, you know, or whatever. Or if you get into an argument, you went with a quarter in your pocket, and for, you know, now you have to stay dealing with whatever he's telling you because you can't even hail a cab, because you can't even get on a bus if you want to walk away, you know, from the situation or whatever. So please have at least enough money to get you back home, you know, and don't go that far. If you don't know him, listen, if there's a restaurant or diner like 3 blocks away from you where you live or whatever, you know what, I prefer to eat here. Why don't we just eat here? Just in case, you can either just walk it home or take the bus or whatever, or at least know where you're at. Don't just let him take you wherever he feels like, oh, I want to take you to a special place. You know what? I would like to go to the place of my choice, you know, a place where I'm familiar.
Because you never know, you might get somebody that, you know, God forbid, that might want to abduct you and take you all across the border somewhere, and you're like, well, all I thought we was going on was a day, and you end up in another state somewhere. So you need to, like, be, you know, careful when you're going on these dates, because a lot of us do a lot of internet dating. On that note, I'm going to bring in Queen Felicia. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
Peace, Lushy Lush, and everybody. What's going on?
Peace, Queen. Peace.
Queen, we talking.
What's up?
Emma's live on the line with us.
Oh, what's up, Emma?
What's up?
What's up? She's definitely live on the line. We were talking about dating 101, the survival kit. What are some of the things that you need to bring with you? We're talking about different situations in regards to, like, you don't know who these guys are, or even men. You don't know who these women are. Because some women, just the same as women, some men are crazy also. I mean, some women are crazy also.
But you know what? Sometimes it's not that you don't even know who you're dating. Sometimes you can know who you're dating. Sometimes this could be like your third or fourth date.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, you guys get into an argument or something. You know, you still have to be prepared to, you know, you have an argument or you don't want to get back in the car with this person or whatever for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have your own way to get home, your own money,
yeah.
You know. Or, if you're driving, I would say you will meet me in this place because I can always drive away and you can always drive away. Like, you have to give yourself that room and that freedom that, you know, to make your own choices. You know, if you don't feel comfortable and you don't like the way he's talking to you, and it could be the fifth date. But for whatever reason, he did something that turned you off or you just felt uncomfortable, you know, you want to leave at that moment, then, you know, you have to put yourself in a position that you can leave at that moment. Not that you only have a dollar in your pocket, and now you have to wait till he decides if he wants to take you home.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. Felicia, with the survival kit, we were talking about, you know, bringing mace. You know, Emma suggests a little pocket knife or something like that. We're not trying to condone violence, but, I mean, if it came down to it, hey, I keep one in mind. 911 on speed dial. You know, they got the locator on your cell phones now, so, you know, you can dial them, they can locate you. So, you know,
or even Lush said, take a picture and send it to one of your friends. You know, take a picture
exactly.
of the car, the license plate or something.
License plate.
Text your friend. Mhm. Listen, I'm at this restaurant right now, and you know, whatever.
For real, real talk. If you could run people's prints while you was there, and they just touch the glass, and you can run them, and that would be vicious.
Right. You're like, so you did 7 years. When was you gonna tell me that?
You know what I'm saying? That would be would be like excellent if you could do something like that, but I mean, I know they're going to have that technology soon, you know, but I mean, that would be like really, really, like, you know, really eliminate a lot of these sex offenders and a lot of crazy stuff. But you know, that's definitely, you know, what we need to do. Like I said, ladies, man, it's not safe out here, man. It's not safe out here, you know. And to ask you, ladies, also, what do you suggest is a good place to start off? Basically, because you know, a lot of us do the internet dating, right? And we basically see people on the internet. Some people see one on one, but a lot of the internet dating is a trend now. And you do a lot of phone talking,
like,
and
hook up,
then you
hook up. It's like, it's serious.
And then some people actually believe it's like a total serious relationship that some people got concocted in their head if it wasn't stated. But where do you think is a safe place to go out for a meet and greet, not doing like an elaborate dinner? Is it better for you to do more like a brunch time where it's still daylight, or a meet in the evening?
I would do breakfast.
Oh, daytime, obviously, because there's more people out. Or as far as you can have a witness, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely meet in a public place.
I would do breakfast. I want to know if he knows how to get up early in the morning, because that tells me he gets up to go to work. If he can't go get up, you know, do something morning, that means he likes to sleep all damn day long.
Mm-hmm. Meet at a Starbucks with his people and cameras.
Yep.
Shoot.
You know, because, you know, some women, like I was talking to a gentleman friend of mine, one of my friends, and he said that when he goes out with a young lady, at least for initial meet and greet, he suggests at least like a Starbucks, something quaint, you know, and it's still like, it makes you feel like you're doing a little something, you know, drinking your coffee or whatever, but no one's overspending anything. You don't have to like really put yourself in a position where, while you might be stuck with a gigantic bill, depending on whatever situation, man or female, and, you know, it's a place where a lot of people go. So, you know, one young lady was stating that, oh, that's kind of cheap, but, hey, during the day, that's still kind of safe because you don't know if you're dealing with a crazy, you know? You know, so
I'd rather deal with cheap and safe than, you know, expensive, and after that I have to pay nearly my whole life aside for it. So.
And that's true. You know, so ladies, that we really suggest that you guys definitely, you know, Starbucks is a good spot to go. You know, it's
Barnes and Noble. See if the guy doesn't even know how to read.
Any public place,
know how to read.
There's going to be people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Any public place.
The mall. They always suggest the mall. The mall is always a good spot.
If you're turning up the internet and they say meet me at my house at 2:00 in the morning, I mean, you're just a dummy. Like, you don't do that because you don't know what somebody's capable of. You have to protect yourself.
Yeah, even if you feel comfortable talking to them because you've been talking to them for months online, that still doesn't require that
doesn't
you go
matter.
To someone's house.
There's cycles out there. There's people that are not in their right mind, and with the recession and all, you don't know what somebody's capable, but they might want to rob you just because they ain't got no money. You don't even know.
And that's definitely the truth. There is no lie about that. You got a lot of men or even women that even try to set people up, so you don't know what kind of situation it is that you're getting yourself into. But, you know, besides, you know, just that, you know, we got the mace and we might even have a pocket knife, whatever, in the purse, right? You know, the first time, you know what I'm saying, bring a nice size purse that you can put a lot of little things you need that are important in it. The next time you can do a smaller purse until you get, you know, comfortable with whoever you're dealing with, right? But you got to make sure you're safe than sorry. Okay, so we got that. Now, you know, ladies, we got situations where, you know, hey, we might be going to a restaurant or wherever we at, right? And, hey, you go to the bathroom over there and there's no toilet paper. Or if you finish the day and you decide you wanted to go chill with him as far, I don't suggest it, but if you did, what if you don't have toilet paper? What are you going to do then? And you might have had dinner number two or number one, but you got to make sure your stuff runs down there. I suggest the 99-cent wipes. Never leave home without it. For real. honestly. Because you don't
and
know
you,
what
and not necessarily, they can be the good wife. Just make sure you have the little white little packet. You know, they've got the little the travel size thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just have a little travel size kit where you can be able to, take care of business and, make sure that you're safe and clean.
Yeah, you freshen up.
Or they're safe and clean.
Yeah, safe and clean. You know, you're safe and clean. You know, you ain't building up a whole bunch of funk down there. You know, everything's right. You ain't going to be sitting there like, oh, man, what I'm going to do? Oh, man, I'm not gonna use my hand.
Extra gum, extra scope, little bottle of soap just in case your breath, after eating.
They definitely. Oh, have you, Felicia and Emma, have you seen the little commercial with the little brush that all you have to do is add water and freshen your breath?
With the what?
They got a little brush now, toothbrush, that you could just add water to, and it's already, it's like built in with the toothpaste in it. And you can just add water, and you can stick it in your purse and just brush your teeth real quick and small.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, man. Yes, I'm serious. You guys definitely need to check that out. Invest in that. Like, you finish eating something or whatever, bam, bam, hit it real quick, go to the bathroom, and it's a wrap. You don't have to put the toothpaste on. It's already built in. Boom. And it's a wrap.
And for, multiple uses, or that's just that one use?
Well, I haven't researched all that, but I believe that it might be multiple use. But if not, I think they might come in packs. But at least you'll have something that keep your mouth together. You know, at least for the initial point after you finish eating. So we got if you don't have that, they got the travel little toothbrush and toothpaste. Some people put that in their stuff, or you can have some Tic Tacs, or you can have, some real strong gum. Because some people's mouths are kind of funky.
That right there can start an argument. That right there can start. That right there can leave you on a next to the highway, right?
And so we have situations, right? Where the person that you're dealing with might have some funky breath. Hey, Felicia, could you tell them the proper way to address the person if it's kind of smelling tart on the other side? The proper way to give them, some kind of refreshment for that funkiness.
I mean, so you're asking me what I tell a person if they have funky breath?
And you have some Tic Tacs or some gum or whatever. How would you approach the situation?
See, what's funny is, I would only tell somebody they have funky breath if I cared about them. You know what I mean? If I don't care about you, in my mind, I'm like, damn, you got some stinky breath. I'm not going to offer you a Tic Tac, though. But if he was, my man or my sister, I'd be like, yo, your breath is hot. Here's a Tic Tac. You feel what I'm saying?
No, you did wrong, man.
You're honest to the people that you care about, but somebody who's you don't know.
Somebody that's sensitive, you'd be like, you know what? You have to taste this. This shit is real good.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yo, this is mad good? Nah, taste it for real. Taste it. I've done that.
That's crazy, man. That's real, man. This stuff, I mean, shoot, you never know, man. Hey, I had met a dude. I didn't know his breath was going to rock like that, but his breath was rocking. So I said, look, man. And then I realized it was real halitosis. I didn't know. He ain't opened his mouth. But when he opened his mouth, it was funky.
Halitosis is a disease.
What about when you up in the club and they're trying to talk to you like, yo, who's up my end? You just keep looking to the side like, oh, my Lord, have mercy.
That's crazy. So we definitely got the Tic Tac, some form of even the breath drops, some form of freshen up your mouth. You know what I'm saying, down there.
I mean, ladies too. You in the club or whatever. You're not drinking, or you drink a little bit, and then dudes are trying to holler at you, you need to check yourself. Like, wait a minute, let me see why they're not buying me drinks. Let me just check my shit real quick. You know,
definitely check that out. That's definitely on the number one top list right there. You know, make sure that whole mouthpiece is right, you know, before you address anybody. You know, so we got that, and we got the point of contact. You need to make sure that, you know, if you do got the gentleman's number, that one of your best friends or somebody you know has that person's number, just in case, you know, there's a situation. You forward them that number, pictures, all that jazz, you know what I'm saying? So we got the mouthpiece situation going on. We got the wet wipes and all that stuff going on, right? So
going to be right back. I have to make an important phone call.
Okay, cool.
Right back, callers, listen up. MLS, shutting it down. Please be right back.
That's what it is, man. So definitely, so like with the whole situation with like when you guys are like might happen to go back with him or you might want to use the bathroom or whatever, you know. Make sure you got some kind of spray or some kind of like little Bath and Body Work spray or your cologne or whatever, because you want to still freshen up and, you know, you don't want to be smelling like you just, you know, did a full court of basketball. You just took like a massive dump somewhere.
Like, and make sure you wash some hands when you come out that bathroom, too. You don't want no accidents and should be caught between your nails or something. You don't realize. You're like, what?
That's definitely true, man. You know what I'm saying? But this is day in 101. We want to hear from the fellas and from the ladies. Basically, what would they pack in their survival kit when going on a first date or meeting?
And condoms. We didn't talk about condoms.
Also, like last week when we talked on our age show, talking about responsibility, ladies, when you're going out, make sure you got condoms on you because you never know what the situation might be. Make sure you have your own condoms because dude might try to pull some craziness on you. Nah, baby, I got it. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have your condoms with you. You know, make sure that you're prepared, you know.
Yep.
If, you know, not to say that you are going to do, but, hey, just in case it happens.
You never know. After that third drink, you might just see him differently.
Hey, that's for the ladies that if you decide to do that. But, you know, we're not saying that everybody's doing that, but regardless, don't be ashamed in your game.
Right,
sure
if you're going to do it, just be safe. That's it.
Yeah, this is all about safety. You must be safe at all times, and especially like, because like I said, a lot of people are dating online, initially doing an online call, talking to each other, and they haven't seen each other yet. So you have to make sure your safety is first, and you make sure you're prepared. Number one, like we said, a recap, bring some money, male and female, bring money. Make sure that, you know what I'm saying, you have some kind of like mace or even a small pocket knife or whatever. I don't totally suggest that, but if you have some good, a nice size can of mace, and you can spray that, man, make sure you have that, you know. And
have enough money to cover your food at least. You know, don't always expect, man or woman, don't always expect that the person that's taking you out to eat that automatically they got it. Because what about if they don't?
And that's definitely.
And you either ready to wash dishes or y'all both sitting there looking stupid, looking at each other. So.
That's definitely the truth, man. Don't always expect that, you know. It doesn't matter what you're used to or whatever. You don't know who this person is. So you have to make sure that you have enough to basically cover your situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you have at least enough. I really suggest that you should at least have $30 on you. Because before, when you was younger, it was like, bring $20, you're good. But prices don't went up. At least $30 or so. Or 40, if you can spare it. You know what I'm saying? For real. In your pocket.
And if you can't, then, you know, save some money until you could and then go on another date.
Yeah, for real, honestly. And so we got the mace. We got the mouth freshness. We got the wet wipes. We got the little spray just in case, you know what I'm saying, you're doing the number two. Or whatever that you're doing, whatever's going down with you, and we got the condoms also to be safe, you know what I'm saying, with the condoms, you know, because you never know what's really going to happen in a situation, you know. the survival for the female, you know. And what do you think are some of the do's and some of the don'ts, Emma, that people should basically think about when they're going on a first date on the female side?
Well, on the female side, I would say the do's definitely are to, you know, have your survival kit, have your people of contact, which is your friends, even if it's a neighbor, even if you send somebody an email, just giving them that information, or while you're there, most of the phones now have, you know, have the camera. So while you're at the spot or whatever, you know, let them know, oh, let's take a quick photo, whatever, or something, you know, and send that right to somebody's email box or whatever, just in case. Or, you know, the color of their car, texting. I mean, because, you know, we can we can be in the middle of conversation and still text like 50 people. So, you know, text out somebody, you know, and if you feel, and if you feel just a bit uncomfortable, bring a friend. Tell them to bring a friend.
That's definitely.
Yeah, tell them to bring a friend. I think that's definitely a real good idea, especially when you don't know them like that, whatever, you know, or they're inviting you to a club or an event or whatever. Definitely bring friends. You don't go meet no dude in no club for the first time by yourself.
And that's real talk. Definitely real talk. Like, don't be going to a dude and just, you know, meeting him the first time and go by yourself. Make sure, you know, you have your girlfriend with you or somebody, you know. Because when you're definitely going for the initial date, at least either if your person's parking a couple of blocks away, let them at least see who you're getting into the car with, or even if they're leaving out the house, you know what I'm saying? Have somebody at least be at the house when you're going, because you don't know what is going on or what is in that person's mind, you know, or what they're thinking, you know, about. So we have to be safe, especially women, you know. Yeah, I mean, some women are stronger at the end. You know, we're talking about men here. We don't know what's going on in their head. So basically, you got to be safe, especially going on dates one-on-one. And another situation that comes to play when we're coming on dates, a lot of women and men aren't always honest when they go out on a date. You guys know, some of you guys do the side pick or the infamous MySpace pick from the side or whatever, and some of the times you're putting up a pick that's like, go get the girl on. You got some people putting on a pic that's 3-4 years old. Yeah, 3 or 4 years old and stuff, and you're like, you go and see them, and they're like a behemoth. What's really going on? What's going on, Emma? You know, definitely, like, you got people that's definitely, like, in a situation, they got 3, 4, 5 years old pictures up, talking about, yeah, this is me. Nah, baby. That's you, like, you know, that was you, like, 3, 4 years ago. You a behemoth now. Or you got a picture and you looking fine as I don't know what. You go meet the person. They got 2 or 3 teeth missing. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest when we're going out on dates, you know what I'm saying, and meeting people.
And usually they use the wrong pictures. So you think you're going to go see one person and somebody else pops out.
So make sure if you're doing the initial date, tell them to send you a couple of pictures of the individual, of themselves, to you. Because if the pictures don't pan out and they don't look the same, chances are don't even mess with it. For real, dating 101, man. Call her from 347. You're live in the building. 347, you're live with Street Queens, dating 101, do's and don'ts of dating along with your survival kit. What's up? 347?
Maybe they just want to listen.
Oh, okay.
You know how it goes. But
yeah, Felicia's back on the line with us.
I'm back on the line, musicmaniatelevision.com. Felicia Sabree, Google me, F-E-L-I-C-I-A-S-A-B as in boy, R-E-E.
That was a good commercial.
Definitely, that was definitely a hot commercial right there. For real, that was definitely a hot commercial.
That's right. all y'all DMV listeners, Felicia Sabree's coming to shut the network down. I'm officially relocating.
Are you serious?
I've never been so serious in my entire life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. That's new right there.
November the 1st is my move date, but it may be sooner than that. But that's the
date. Oh, so y'all gonna be neighbors?
Yeah, we're gonna be well, I'm gonna be in Virginia, but you know, Lush is about to go down. You know what I mean? I'm coming out there. I'm expanding my network. I'm, you know, building my relationship with my father. Well, rebuilding my relationship with my father. He was in Maryland. I have family in Virginia. Like, it's a good thing all around. I'm coming down to the DMV from many, many, many different aspects, and I know my gut feeling. This is it. You know, I had an epiphany, and I finally made my decision. I mean, I've been coming to Virginia since I was little. You know what I mean? So I'm already accustomed to it. But anyways, I don't want to get personal on the Street Queen line. But yeah, Lush, it's going down.
Too late.
I'm going to be right there with you to rock with you. You feel what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's definitely hot, because I can't wait to see you. We're going to hang out and get it in, man.
What?
For real, man. Definitely
photo shoot July the 5th, so you don't know I'm going to have those photos for press ready to go. Can't wait.
That's what's up. Definitely is going down. Felicia Sabree will be in the DMV soon. Watch out for that.
Yes.
Get ready for it.
I'm a networking beast.
That's what's up, man. And for those who just joined us, shout out to all the people in the chat room and everybody that, you know, calling and listening. We're talking about Dayton 101. We're basically talking about, you know, your survival kit. What do you bring on the date, you know, for the ladies? You know, we covered a couple of things like, you know, bringing condoms, bringing, you know, breath mints or whatever. You know, basically bringing wet wipes.
We didn't add deodorant. Did we say deodorant?
Oh, deodorant. I forgot. Your deodorant. I'm sorry. Bring your deodorant. Your deodorant. Because, hey, some women prescribe harder than others, and you never know. So bring your deodorant.
Some men don't believe in deodorant, so.
Yeah. So you know, make sure that you know, you guys, you know, keep it fresh. Keep the mouth fresh. Keep the poo-poo fresh. Keep everything fresh, you know what I'm saying? Keep it fresh, you know, when you're stepping into the game. And we also talked about, you know, basically letting somebody know, you know, where you're going when you're going on these initial dates. Make sure that they know exactly, you know, if you have your camera phone or something, make sure that you snap a picture of that license plate and you forward it to your friend or whoever so they can know what is going on with you, because you don't trust and believe. People crazy out here. Trust and believe. People try to set people up out here. I know we all love the internet dating and everything, but you can never be that trusting, because you never know if your life is going to be at stake. But at the same time, you know, we also talked about different places you can go, like Barnes and Nobles. You can go to Starbucks. You know, you and also we also asked you to bring money and have a date sometime at either breakfast time or brunch where it's still bright, and you can basically, you know, people
can
see and you can have witnesses.
You can
you
see
know.
There's stitches and there's scars and the tattoos.
Yeah, you can make sure you're able to see everything on that individual, because you do not want to be stuck in a situation at all, you know. So
missing ear, no teeth. It's like, man, you say you was 200, not 200 plus 300.
Yeah, and I know Felicia has sent me a link in regards to a doctor. This is the situation, basically another situation like we talked about earlier. A lot of us are fronting. A lot of us do not put on our real face when we get into a situation on a date. We need to just be honest. Like, don't put up a MySpace trick that you put up there like 3 years ago, and you're like 500 pounds now, and your teeth are missing and all that. Come on, let's be real now. Mm-hmm. And don't put a picture of a girl with a big butt and you know you got a flat pancake. Let's be real now. You know what I'm saying? Be real with yourself, man. You know, and then ask the person when they're sending the picture to you, make sure they send, consecutive pictures. and you have to match them up and see if they match. If they don't pan out, nah, they're lying. Because you have to be on your P's and Q's, man. You know, and if you got it, make sure that you send it to somebody else and let them know what's really going on. We got to thank everybody that's in the chat room, you know what I'm saying? Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what do you think are the do's and don'ts on basically, you know, dating. So, ladies, I want to ask y'all a question, you know, with the do's and don'ts. Should a woman basically go home with the guy that first night when they do their initial meet and greet? Is it wrong? Is it do or don't? Or does, even if you go and they say, oh, maybe a nightcap or get a drink, that doesn't obligate a woman to actually initiate anything. But do you think it's good or is it bad? Call in also, 347-826-7722. Chat with the queens. Ladies, how you feel about that?
I think it all depends on, you know, on different situation. It depends a lot on the energy that you have with that particular person or the vibe or, you know what I mean? But that's only something that the person at that moment can say, because initially before going into the day, you can tell yourself all you want. I'm not going to kiss him. I'm not going to let him touch me. I'm not going to his house. I'm not doing none of that. And then when you get there, all of a sudden the energy is so crazy between the two that next, you know, you wake up next morning and have breakfast in his house, like, and you go, wait a minute, I thought I was going to do this. So I'm not saying that initially right away you should do whatever, but, you know, we all grown, or we should be all grown when we out dating and stuff. You know, we should all know what's best for you know, we should know what's best for us individually. So, you know, it's times that it happens, that the energy is just great like that, where you get along with someone that you feel you know them forever. Or you're out that night just for one particular reason only, and you really don't care about nothing else. So, you know, the bottom line is everybody has to answer that for themselves. And if you're going to do it, just be safe. You know, just be safe and protect yourself. That's the main thing. You know, everybody's going to do what they're going to want to do, what they want to do anyway, regardless of what you tell them. So the key thing is, at the end of the day, just protect yourself. That's it. You know, protect yourself so you can live another day.
That's definitely the truth. Felicia, how you feel about that? And then we'll go to this caller. How you feel about it? Felicia.
Yeah, I'm here.
How do you feel about it?
What was the question?
We were basically.
No, I was listening to Emma. But you're talking about being real, right?
Yeah.
We were
talking about on a first date. Is it good for the woman to basically, you know, initially, like, or even for the man to go to the woman's house that first night that you initially talk or whatever?
I mean, if it's a first date and you're all with strangers, it just all depends on the circumstance. Because, you know, what if, you know, I feel like if y'all really just exchange numbers and, okay, had a few conversations and now you're going to go on a date, no, you shouldn't be going back to nobody's house. But, I mean, if there's been conversation, you know what I mean, then, I mean, I guess trust your judgment. And I just don't know. It just all depends on the circumstance, you know what I'm saying? But it just all depends on the circumstances. I don't know really how to answer that. You know what I'm saying?
So we're going to ask this caller right here. Caller from 347-283. You're live in the building with the Queens. Peace. How do you feel about
it? I agree with all that was said. But I also think it's all about respect for yourself. And if you want the person that you just went on to respect you also, you wouldn't just give it up that easy. But then again, I also agree with the chemistry that was had. But then I also agree with the last person who just spoke, Felicia, that you should, if you guys had conversations prior to that, it's not just like you just went on your first date or anything and just went to bed with him. That's kind of, do you even have respect for yourself? So if you had conversations prior to that, you know the person, you know who he is, then maybe the circumstances are different.
Mm-hmm. It definitely depends on the circumstances because, I mean, even with the whole sex thing and, like, you know, giving it up on the first night and stuff like that, there's been so many different situations where women You know, I'm a firm believer in love at first sight, where people just connect on all levels and end up getting busy. You know what I mean? Right then and there. And then next thing you know, they're married with kids. You know what I mean? It all depends on the circumstances. I feel like no matter when you give it up on the first night or after 3 weeks, if the man is into you, he's into you. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even matter, like, if you give it up on the first night or if you give it up, you know, in 4 weeks. You know what I mean? If he wants to take you serious, he's going to take you serious. If he wants to put you in that box of a hole or a whore, he's going to put you in that box. You know what I mean? It's just all how y'all feel about each other.
But you know what? There's women out there that are just like men that just basically just want to go out there and have a good time and don't want you to call them the next day or that connection. They just want to do them. So, you know, we have to be realistic about that. There are women that do that. Men do it, but there's women that, there's ladies that do it too. They just want to have a good time for that, you know, moment or that night or whatever, and that's all they want. So,
And that's the thing, though, about having a good time, like, with a complete stranger just because you want to get off. It's really and truly, like, you have the respect for your body because it's, like, it's, like, really that important to women. Like, this is a whole other subject, but, I mean, I guess we can touch on it because we're talking about dating, but, I mean, is it really that important? Like, I don't know. For some women, it's important. Like, I know everybody that got girlfriends or associates, like, oh, I need me some, and I don't care, but it's just like, man, control yourself, girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Your body is your temple. We really shouldn't be just having casual sex, you know what I'm saying? But society is all about casual sex, you know? I mean, we all have our own personal preference and standards when it comes to that. But I just say for anybody, just protect yourself. Always wear that condom. Always, always protect yourself. Because no matter how good conversation is, or he got a job and he's this and he's a stand-up guy and this, that, and the third, I mean, he just may have some disease in his body. You know what I'm saying? That could affect you for the rest of your life. And regardless, just always protect yourself. You know, and have condoms on deck when you're going on the first date, because you never know. You might connect, and you might want to give it up on the first night, but what if he doesn't have a condom and you don't have it? You know what I mean? Always have a condom.
Even for the men too.
As grown people, that's just what we do. At the end of the day, we're thinking about, he's thinking, is she good in bed in his mind? And if y'all are attracted to each other, y'all definitely both thinking in your head, I wonder if he's good in bed. You know what I mean? And you just may get down on the first night. You know what I mean? It happens. Shit happens.
And then the young lady that called in, could you tell us your name and where you're calling from, sweetie?
My name is Mary. I'm calling from Staten Island, New York.
That's what's up, New York.
Thanks for calling, Mary.
Thank you so much, man.
Why in the building?
We stay on the line.
You
want to
add anything else, Mary? Just about the whole, like, just dating in general.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
What would you bring in your survival kit?
Well, my survival kit. I would definitely bring money because you don't know if he's going to pay.
Exactly.
Definitely bring money. Definitely let everybody who's close to me know where I am. Definitely in a very public environment because people are crazy, so I definitely agree with what was said earlier. People are definitely crazy. And I definitely want to touch on what was just said. Girls who are fiends for sex, who also are, like, guys who just want to hit it and quit it, it's all about, like, a respect factor. And I definitely believe that. It's all about a respect factor because if that's what's really important to you, how do you feel about yourself inside? That's what's, like, important, you know? How do you feel about yourself that is what's most important to you, you know? So I completely agree with what was just said.
Because it's like really and truly, come on now, ladies. We all want to be loved. Everybody wants a man.
Exactly.
They don't want to just be sleeping with this dude and that dude. Like, I don't need no man. I just need me some. Especially if you ain't if you ain't J-Lo, you're not Angelina Jolie, and you ain't got no career and you're doing your thing. Because, I mean, for career women, because screw that. Career women want men too. We all want a man. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, that is just a cover-up. You know what I'm saying, in a void, and all these hoes are running crazy because they can't get a man because they're acting like a hoe instead of just, you know what, maybe don't engage in sex and wait for that right dude to come along, then do it. You know what I mean? Like, wait for
but
the
you know what? We
don't
have
chase
to be,
in sex, you know?
We have to be realistic, though, to know that they are those type of women out there, though. You know, we can't be blinded to say, you know, just because we say that it's not the right thing and morally we don't see it as the right thing doesn't mean that it doesn't go on. So, you know, I'm saying for men, you know, because there are women out there that do the same thing that men do. They go out there, they get theirs, and it's not even, you know, they don't care whether how you're looking at them. You know what I'm saying? The key thing is they want what they want. Like some men, they come out, they don't care if you call them a dog or whatever. They just want another notch on their belt. So, you know, for those men, be careful because they can be some fly, you know, women, fly and all big butts and the way you like them. And next thing you know, they gave you a permanent gift. You know, you got AIDS, now you got STD, now you got all type of stuff because, you know, she's so fly, she's so fine, and you got blinded by the looks and all that. Not knowing that the way she, you know, she caught you and she did it to you, she done slept with, like, with another dude that same week. So, you know, the guys can't, you know, shouldn't jump on a woman just because she's ready to give it up too. If anything, that should be like a warning sign, like, what's going on? She's willing to give it up. She doesn't know me and none of that. That should right there, you know, give you like a red alert, like, what's going, you know, like, hold up. You know, why is she just ready just to give it up, you know? So for the men, I mean, you know, I'm just saying that goes out for the men and for the us ladies not to really sleep on the fact that, think that, that it doesn't happen. It happens. Women out there are out there doing the same thing that men do. They're out there getting theirs, and they don't care less if we're standing here calling them hoes and all that. They're still doing it is the key thing, and we need to be alert and aware of that.
And fellas, mm-hmm. fellas need to really, if the fellas are listening, like, it's true. Like, don't get it twisted. Y'all think y'all have all the power, but you really don't, because women are out there doing the same type of stuff that y'all do. Y'all see a fine chick, you get it in, you do this, you get it in. Women are doing the same thing, and mm-hmm. this is why we have such a high HIV and AIDS rate in our community, because women are doing the same thing that men are doing. It's not just the men. So at the end mm-hmm. of the day, the only way that you can save yourself is if you're going to engage in sexual activities and casual sex, always wear a condom. And you know what? It's sad to say that condoms break, because when the condom breaks, then you just, I mean, hey, you might end up catching something. You know what I mean? Condoms break. You know what I'm saying? Really and truly, the only way to be safe is to be abstinent. You know what I mean? So we're all taking a risk, you know, when we have sex. But, you know, it's all good. Just pray on it. I mean, just pray that you can live a righteous life and have a healthy sex life. You know what I mean? And protect yourself, and God will see that you don't get disease. You know what I mean?
That's real talk. And on that note, we're gonna go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, we're gonna talk more about dating 101, do's and don'ts in your survival kit. What do you bring along? Call in at 347-826-7722. You're live with the Street Queens, live in the building. Same time, same place, 8 o'clock. We'll come back right after commercial.
Plus 10 and above them celebrity enterprises is bringing DC their own History 2009. They're going to have Stone Love and Bass Oddity straight from Jamaica, man. We're going to have live video by Reggae TV Unplugged. DC's own High Rollers, Upsetters, live in the building, along with 93.9 Kiss FM with DJ Trini.
Taking place at Legends Nightclub, 3225 Naylor Road, Temple Hills, Maryland.
We getting it in all day, every day. Get your tickets now at Junction Market, Sweet Mango, Queenstown Market, along with Caribbean Superior, man.
For more information, call 202-425-6873.
It's going down Saturday, June 20th, History 2009, man. See you there.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com. /LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Love. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
We're back. We're talking about dating of 101. And we're live with the Street Queens Movement, talking about the do's and don'ts of dating and talking about the risks and survival kits. We're going to bring in caller from the block number. You're live in the building with the Queens. What's going on?
What's happening? What's going down?
What's up, man?
Man, you know, I can't call her like three alcoholics, you know? I did call him for a minute and I had to take another call real quick, but yeah, you know what I mean?
Yada-da.
Holla. So I caught part of the conversation, man, and it was very interesting. So yeah, bring me up to speed, ladies.
We are talking, well, we were just recently talking about how females are just like men in today's society. Just want to hit it and quit it. You know what I mean? It's serious
right
out there. You know, there's females out there acting just like men. We're just talking about safe sex, and these men, you know, don't be getting caught up and hitting it raw, and women don't be hitting it raw because y'all both doing the same thing. Everybody's running around doing them, and it's just, it's a fact that women are acting just like men. No matter how much you guys feel like y'all have the power, you know what I mean? Like, don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Women are doing the same thing. And you know what? We're better at it, actually. Like, I'm not saying me, but when it comes to the sneaking around, you know what I mean? You may think she's only dealing with you, but she's dealing with five other dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
some
women don't care. Like, oh, he's hitting me up tonight. I don't want to deal with him. Oh, but he's hitting me up tonight. I'm going to go with him tonight. Trust and believe it. Condoms, safe sex is the way to go, and live a righteous life is the way to go, because you just might get burnt, because that's just what God wants for you.
Because we're telling the ladies how to protect themselves and to be careful with the guys and all that, but, you know, we also have to let the guys know that there are women that, you know, that are doing them as well. And because you're pretty face and all that, usually the guys will fall for that, like, oh, she just, you know what I'm saying? She want me and all that, but you don't know she's been with 10 other dudes that same week. So you put yourself at risk too. You know what I mean? You have to know who you actually laying down with and sleeping, no matter how fine and pretty and whatever they are. It goes for both. I'm just saying, it goes for both sexes, both men and women.
Yeah,
you need to know who you, you know what I'm saying, who you sharing your bodily fluids with.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I know for myself personally, I always say personally because I don't like to speak. I really like to speak on the behalf of men because, you know, we all come in different shapes, sizes, and forms and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And for me personally, you know, I like to, you know, handle things cautious, carefully, and use caution. You know what I'm saying? So personally, I'm never out there just dangling without a raincoat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you have to trust your judgment nowadays on who you decide to give it to. Like, seriously,
and not even condoms is 100% nowadays. I mean,
exactly.
They break. You really just need to investigate who you really deal with. The bottom line. I mean,
you know,
you gotta love yourself enough. Love yourself enough to
exactly
do that investigation for yourself.
Yeah, no, that's real. I mean, it's like this: if a woman is catching my interest, in some particular way. You know, I usually try to have quite a bit of conversation with her, and you know, we're gonna talk about everything under the sun, from politics to how many people we done been with. You know what I mean? So I can know what I'm dealing with, because you know, we may be sexually.
Yeah, but even with that, you don't know. Even with that, you don't know. No, women lie, men lie, women
should
lie.
That's true.
But see, well, I can't give up my game. But I go about my answers. I go about forgetting my answers in a roundabout way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel like there's going to be a little deception, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got a degree in human development, so that's exactly what I like to get into the psyche.
Where would you take a woman on the first date?
What's that?
Where would you take a woman on a first date? Like, you meet somebody, let's say through the internet, whatever, or even at a party or someone's house. Where would you take a person, you know, a woman, on the first date?
That would all depend. It would depend on like the conversation we had. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, there's different strokes for different folks. Some women want to just sit back and, you know, I don't smoke weed, but some women just, that's all they want to do. They just want to blow weed and drink. Then you got some women who want to dress up and go out. Then you got some women who just want to hit Jack in the Box. And so, you know, depending
so
on her personality, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of, that's what I'm saying. I like to sit down and have them conversations so I can try to feel that personality.
No, okay, I'm into her. I'm not into her. I'm telling
right.
you, don't even take much. But, you know,
exactly.
People
I'm like,
lie,
okay, she's,
you know,
just,
I mean?
She's a McDonald's woman, and she just want to blow some trees after she eat a Big Mac, so... So I'm like, and that's not really my speed. So you know what I mean. So I'm like, okay, you know.
But really, Julie, I need to know, like, if callers are listening in the chat room, before you engage in sexual activity with somebody, how many people really say, "When's the last time you had an AIDS test?" Because I know that. You know, whenever I have a new, I always like, "When's the last time?" Even if we're about to wear a condom, I just like to hear the reaction. You know what I mean? Because you should know. Okay, I had it last year. 2 years ago, 6 months ago, I just had one. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't even take them. Well, I never took one.
That is the most important question before you sleep with someone, condom or not. When was the last time you had an AIDS test? Ladies and fellas, like, please ask that question if you're going to have casual sex. Like,
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I've been with
like,
some women who made me.
Always be the number one question.
Just there. Their aura alone made me go take one. Because I feel like, oh, man, what was that?
That's the number one thing spreading in sex.
Show me the paperwork. Show me the paperwork. Can I see your paperwork?
Exactly. I'm telling you.
Yeah, calling in from the 646. Calling from 646. You're live in the building with the Queens and Gent. We're talking about dating 101. What would you bring on your survival kit? And have you ever asked somebody, when's the last time you gotten your AIDS test? 646, speak on it.
Yo, it's really good, Lush. It's your boy Swag, swagging on, yo.
Swag.
What's really good, y'all?
What's up with you, man?
Everything good? Yeah, I have my test.
Dating 101.
Yo,
every time you sleep with a new shorty, you ask her when's the last time she had an AIDS test?
Oh, the woman I'm with, I've been with her 11 years, though. Swag it, you heard?
Oh, yeah, you in a committed relationship. Well, that's good. That's good.
When you used to date.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I advise people, though, to definitely not only the AIDS test, but to just be mentally aware of all the things going on, not just, that, you know, AIDS test, that's great, but make sure you do all the other STDs as well, you know what I mean? And use protection all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's easier to said than done, but, you know, you just got to be mentally aware of what's going on. But I'm trying to hear what y'all talking about, though. I ain't even really here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then
we were talking about a survival kit, dating survival kit.
What would you take on a survival kit? We discussed taking, you know, mace, wipes, or definitely money. In a case the date goes wrong and you just want to leave the person or whatever, like, what would you take in a survival kit? You know, when we say survival, we mean, like, you know, anything that can happen that you should be prepared for. Whether it be for you or somebody else. It don't necessarily have to be your survival kit, but what would you recommend should be on a person's survival kit?
I mean, obviously, definitely condoms, that's male and female.
you know, the mental awareness, and most importantly is being able to communicate with the person that you're with. That's most important, because you could bring equipment and you may not even really be prepared for the person because you may not know what you're dealing with, you know?
That's real.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of times people get STDs because they think that they prepare for the person, but then they whip out the woman, and she whip out the Halle Berry, the Batwoman dress on them, and they be like, oh, no, you got me. And there's no condom involved, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's real.
Sure. Yeah, because we were saying.
I think the communication is most key. That's the most key aspect right there, is to be able to communicate with the person and be open and be honest with that person, whether you're involved or just dating or whatever.
We were talking about that. There's also women that go out there just like men, and they just want to get their stuff off. They don't care whether you call them the next day or whatever. So we were saying that it's not only the women that need to be cautious, the men as well, because there's women out there preying on dudes just like the men do to women. There's women out there that are doing the same thing and could be carrying STDs, AIDS, or whatever, and look beautiful, and you not know it until, you know, she leaves you that gift of life that then you can't get rid of.
Exactly. Like, yeah, the fellas, like, I feel like society is just, like, moving so fast. Like, honestly, I have to talk about this song, Lil Wayne and Drake. I just want every girl in the world, like, I'm sorry, that's not cute. My children would never listen to that song. I mean, it's a dope track just because it sounds good because of the flow. But, I mean, it's not cute because half the girls in the world is STD'd up, beautiful or not. Like, and fellas think they got the upper hand, like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to hit that. She looks good. Like, men really think they got the upper hand. Don't get it twisted. Females today are running around just like y'all. Like, I'm not going to hit him up today. Oh, I'm hitting him up today. Oh, I'm hitting him up today. You feel what I'm saying? Like, women, and then she might slip off and sleep with him without a condom, but then, oh, we used a condom today, but we didn't use it yesterday, then I'm going to sleep with this other nigga, excuse my language, and now we're going to, you know what I mean? Like, women are just as reckless as Lil Wayne and Drake running around talking about they want to F every girl in the world, and all these superstars, F them girls everywhere. Like, be careful, like, fellas, like, seriously,
that's
like, don't
cute.
Get caught up with the pretty face and the big butt. That don't mean nothing with the internal organs. Like, seriously, it don't mean nothing. Half these women is the one burning these dudes because really and truly, I think that women like, they carry, I think one in every three women have HPV, human papillomavirus, and that is, like, genital warts, all kind of stuff. And I work for the OBGYN clinic. So, like, shorties is calling in every day. Oh, I got this symptom. I got a vagina discharge and it smells. I mean, it's crazy.
Wow.
These women are the one burning these dudes. You feel what I'm saying? And then the dudes is going out passing it along. I'm telling you, women, like, you know, our vaginas are very sensitive. We get a lot of bacteria up there. You know, it's different than a penis. You know what I mean? And everybody just want to go around effing every girl in the world, and it's not cute.
That's real talk.
And that's, mm-hmm. that's real talk. On that note, we're going to bring in CGP. CG, mm-hmm. how you doing today?
Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing?
Peace, Queen.
We're getting it in,
CG. I'm here. I came in. I'm still at work, so I have to be selective of what I say.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about dating 101, talking about your survival kit, what you should bring with you on your survival kit, and, you know, just watching out, you know, for crazy people and stuff, and being aware of which you should take somebody if they're going, because don't allow the guy to be in control, especially with women. Like, if you don't know this dude like that, don't allow him to take you over the bridge somewhere. Be somewhere in the environment where you can at least get away, or, you know, you can be close. Speak
well,
on
there's
another.
A lot of people.
Yeah. When I'm on a date, first I always let somebody else know the name of the person that I'm going out with and the idea. If I don't know where I'm going, the area that I think I'll be going to, my cell phone, always have your cell phone. Always have some money. And try, if need be, if you're going to ride in this car, try to at least have a comfortable pair of shoes that could fit in your bag in case you got to walk. If something goes wrong, and have some type of protection, some mace or something, and some other type of protection as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always be careful to rely, yeah, definitely, never rely on him to have that, because a lot of times he won't, or if he does have it, sometimes he don't even care, he just doesn't want to use it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel bad for those guys. I know me, I love my own life and cherish my own life personally. So, and you know, I'm not into extorting sex out of women either. You know what I'm saying? Those stories amaze me, man.
There's a lot of men who do care, but there's a lot who don't.
Yeah, there is. And I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying. Like good girls out there, trust your judgment, because there are men that love to practice safe sex. You know what I mean? And they're just very, very responsible. And those are the type of dudes that you should be dealing with. And same for men. And then, I mean, hoes go be with the dogs. Like, dogs and hoes stay together, good people need to, you know what I'm saying, hook up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dirty goes with dirty.
Go to bed with a dog, make up with fleas.
Exactly.
Hey, at the same time, we got to call a peace, Lissette. Peace Queen Lissette. She's live in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Peace, Lissette.
What's happening?
I walked in on some dogs and fleas. What's up, huh?
You know, we talk about los perros.
What's up, y'all? What's going on?
We're talking about dating 101.
Oh, boy, where do we start?
Your survival kit. Start with your survival kit. What you put in your survival kit?
I heard what you guys were talking about. You left out mint. Carry mint, guys.
Oh, no, we can't talk about gum and all that. Yeah,
we were talking about halitosis earlier. Oh, yeah. Because that could kill somebody. No, but on serious stuff, like nowadays you have like internet dating and people, you know, chatting for a while, whatever, getting to know each other. That's something that, you know, you got to be careful with, because you heard about the Craigslist killer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I heard about that one. Yeah, that's really, really scary. Like, if you meet anybody off the internet, you know, just be in public, take a friend. Don't go to no hotel with no massage chair, nothing like that, because, you know, it's not safe. Like, if you want to meet somebody off the internet, you got to be really, really, really careful with that. You know, and a lot of people are doing it because that's like the easy thing to do. You don't really got to go out and meet people. You can just chat with them or whatever, but it's really dangerous. And a lot of people don't realize how dangerous it is, because it's so easy to meet people off the internet. You know what I mean?
So easy to lie and put a fake picture of yourself and tell everybody you're making all this money and you broke living in your mother's house.
Yeah, like that MySpace stuff, you know, it says your income, and you got people like $500,000 or more.
Yeah,
stop
lying.
I'm making that much. I ain't got time to be on my face.
And that's the thing, ladies. Like, don't believe everything a dude say, and dude, don't believe everything a lady say, because people will lie to you. Like, especially get in your drawers. Like, a man will tell you, like, he may be like a receptionist at a lawyer's office, but he'll be like, "Yeah, girl, I'm a lawyer." Like, you
I'm a lawyer.
Like, he ain't no lawyer. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be lying just to get.
You know what? And there's nothing wrong. And there's nothing wrong that he be the receptionist, but just say so. You know, it's wrong then when we find out, and that's why we get on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. $500,000 on MySpace. Get out of here.
Listen, you gotta respect any man, anybody that's working right now in this recession. So even if you're doing a McDonald's job, that's still honorable compared to dudes that are not working at all.
Working at McDonald's, he's recession proof. Screw it. People gotta eat, right?
I know personally from my past, like, experience, just associated with cats, like, I know a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying? And usually the cats who got money don't flash it. And then
that's
the cats who really don't have it, they're the ones, you know what I'm saying, they want you to see everything. They want you to see the diamonds in their ears. They want to see, the rings. They want you to see a little bit of cash. They want you to see their designer jeans, designer shirts, shoes, you know what I mean? So
have the same jeans in rotation for, like, how long?
Not even just the same jeans. Who knows if they bought it from their homeboy or their chain?
It's got the tag on it.
Let's
stop playing.
Yeah, they bought it and they're going to return it the next day, put it back on my card. I'm broke.
Right, you know.
Oh, but can I ask y'all a question? I want to ask Swagger and I want to ask Renacy, what are some of the don'ts that you think that men shouldn't do when they go on a first meet and greet with a young lady they might have met on the internet or so?
So, the Swagger, you want to go first or... Shall I go? I mean,
he's on the line. Is he on the line?
Okay.
Yeah, actually, he is.
Okay. Well, here's what I was saying. I mean, I guess when it comes to, like, internet dating, you know, don't lie about what you look like. You know what I mean? Don't lie about what you have. You know what I mean? And don't lie about what you can deliver.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
You know.
Well, I'm tired of giving them emails like, I'll do this and that to you. Like, oh, Lord, I'm mercy.
Yeah. The truth will come out, right?
And I'm probably not even touching everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to sit and really just, as the conversation progresses, then more come out. But, you know, off the top of my head, you know, those are the things I can think about right away. You know what I mean? I don't post up, like, you know, I'm an artist, so I got a MySpace page. I don't post phony pictures of myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you got a lot of people with the fake, you know, enlarging their butts, and they got pancakes, you know, women enlarging their butts, and they know they got a bird chest, so you got the man, you know, slimming his body down, knowing he like 500 pounds, like, stop faking. Be real with it. A lot of us keep coming into situations lying, talking about they got an executive VP position when you really know you were a janitor. There's nothing wrong with being a janitor.
Exactly.
Word up.
You could be the first.
And you know what? If you're embarrassed about your position that you have, then maybe that should tell you something about what you need to do, you know, as far as, like, you know, if it's you need to further your education, go back to school, or if you're not happy with your job, then start seeking other jobs.
I have a question for the ladies, like, whenever you were dating or anything like that, do you talk about, like, materialistic stuff, like, oh, I just bought this Gucci bag, or I just bought this, you know, Coach bag, or, oh, yeah, I went shopping, I got these, you know,
I'm not going to lie. I used to do that when I was much, much younger. Like, when I was, like, 19, 20, 21, 22, around that age, I used to do that because all I was interested was in dudes that can buy me that. I'm not going to lie. You know, like, at that age, I'm not trying to hear, you can't buy me a Coach bag, a Coach wallet. Like, you can't do that, then we just can't go on at that age. But as you get older and you mature and you start coming into your own and you know, become independent and stuff like that, all that stuff really starts not mattering. You know, what starts mattering is really getting to know the person, how the person treats you and stuff like that. So I think that's an age thing to me, if you ask me, or maturity thing, as people mature.
Well, honestly, this is Felicia Sabri talking. I come from I'm a small town girl. You know what I'm saying? Y'all's from New York. You know what I'm saying? Emma's like, oh, you can't buy me like me? Honestly, I've never been spoiled, and I never met a dude and to think like, oh, can you buy me this? I come from a small town. Like, I don't come from a land where there's ballers and shot callers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I come from Worcester, Massachusetts, farmland. There's, like, four high schools. Everybody knows everybody. You know what I mean? So it never been about materialistic when it comes to men and dating for me. It's always been about love and you know, attention and things like that. Never been about material. It's never been about material things ever when it comes to a man, like, ever. I never bragged about the things that I had. Like, I always been fresh. Like, I always been into fashion. So you see my Steve's when you first laid eyes on me. Okay, you know what I mean. I don't have to be like, oh, I got this, that, and the third, because you already see my get up. You know what I mean. You already see how I roll.
But you know, all that get up stuff can also be a front, because you could be a dirty, nasty, trifling person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
you might have had a clean cover. Just. There's a lot of people that get clean just for that day, okay?
Oh, wow.
We gotta, and that also.
It is true.
Follow somebody else's hands.
It's like you fresh.
And I'm gonna let you. This is me talking. This is Les talking. But in regards to what you just stated or whatever, I believe it's the maturity factor. And my situation is, I'm not the one talking about it. You got some men that are talking about materialistic stuff because they expecting a woman nowadays to buy them all that crap.
Get them out of here. I'm old school for that. I'll be like, what? You want me to buy you what? Man, listen.
See, yeah, I mean, and believe me, I got cats around me who talk like that. You know, they on this AOB thing. It's all on a, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I know personally I was raised by my mother. You know what I mean? So my mother taught me to be a man and be able to make a living for myself. And for me, you know what I mean, to try to, I don't know, you know what I mean? Depend on a woman, knowing my mother raised me without the help of my father, man. Man, I don't know. That would be a total contradiction, or that would be, you know, I don't know, man. It would be a bad reflection up on my mother, and personally, I have to be a provider for myself, man. I just can't depend on nobody else. You know what I'm saying? Because what if you depending on that woman and something happened to her the next day? Then you homeless. You know what I'm saying? So I can't.
Well, back on the unemployment line.
Yo, but Queen. It's like the same thing, though, fam. It's like the same thing as, like, the woman depending on the man. It's like the same concept. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what happens to that? What happens? And the man is just, see, women is, worlds are reversing. So women are doing what men do. Men is doing what women is doing. So it's like, now you got men that's dependent on the women, and you got women that's just doing what they're doing, wilding out, because they got money like that. You know what I mean? So the roles are reversing. And we have to be open to this change. We have to be open to this change, because this is what the future has, you know what I mean? It has permitted us. So, I mean, everything is real, man. I mean, it is what it is, man. We can't be upset at it, though. But at the same time, as a man.
I don't think that when on the first date of no-no, you should not go in there, you know, having expectations. Don't have super high expectations for an individual that you have known nothing about. A lot of us go into situations on the first date. You got two or three conversations, you feel me, a little bit. You go on, I mean, you just expecting him to just be this, you know, man of your dreams, a woman of your dreams. There's nobody perfect in this world. So don't go in there thinking that this is just going to be the most perfect person in the world.
You know what, Lush?
Yo, Lush, let me respond to that real quick, though, because, and sorry to cut anybody off, but let me just say this, Lush. The thing about that is that, see, a lot of people carry in the new relationships things from the old relationship.
That's real.
So real talk. So the problem with that, though, is that they're bringing in the energy, and that energy is not complete. So they like, yo, it's not about, oh, this person is not a great person, or they can't grow to be a good person, but they want that person to be, their expectations are high because they want that person to be what the other person wasn't.
Exactly.
And that has no agenda attached to it. That's not man or woman. That's just anybody. Like, a man going to a relationship and he think, like you said, you know, you said she's
even,
one
not
day.
Not even in a relationship step. You're just meeting this person.
Yeah, but even on but perception is powerful, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you build perception. You have the perception. You like, and then you know what? A lot of times what we do, though, Les, is that we tell ourselves that this person is higher than they actually are. So we'd be like, yo, you tell your girlfriend, you're like, oh, my God, let me tell you about this person. Yo, he or she, whatever you're doing, you're like, yo, he is crazy, she's crazy. And then when you really meet them, you're like, damn, it's really not as crazy as I thought it was, because you want it to be that way, but it's actually not. So, you know, we end up letting ourselves down.
Mm-hmm. I think that everybody should start on clean slates, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
a blank
right.
I think you should go into dating as, like, you go into interview for jobs.
I think it's like going into a ring and shit, which is boxing gloves.
This is basically an interview. It's an interview.
But everyone's environment is different. Therefore, no man is the same and no woman is the same.
That's true.
Can
I ask all of you a question?
Let me just finish my thought.
Should somebody come dressed to a situation of a first meet and greet? Should they come all dressed up as they are? How should they come dressed?
I just want to finish in saying that in the interview, the person is being interviewed for a certain position. So when you're dating, you're actually dating somebody because you want them to be in your life. So it's just like interviewing them. So you have to see, you know, how they dress, how they, you know, it's so interviewing is not only just one time. It's a couple of times to interview to see if that person fits the job or the qualifications to date you.
Yo, but Emma, let me respond to that, and this is also a response to the question that Lush just asked, because it coincides, because
Word?
Okay.
Yo. What happened?
What was that?
That's mad interesting. Oh. Alright, finish.
Yo, you're trying to take away my swag juice. Yo, listen, listen. Yo, like I said, a response to you, Emma, and also to Lush as well, is that you said when you go, you should treat a relationship like an interview, but what are you doing?
Well, the dating. I said the dating, but not a relationship. I said I'm talking about the dating process.
Oh, okay. The dating process is different, but yeah, you know, like on an interview, you make yourself up. Even in the beginning stages of a job, you make yourself up to be something that the best that you could be at that time. But then when you get comfortable in the job, you start calling out. You sit
down
every week.
In the beginning. You know,
but you go through probation. You go through probation period, though.
Yeah, that's not right because that's still not the real you. You only faking the funk for 3 months or 6 months until you get the job, and then you show the real colors. That's fake too.
What?
Mm.
I know when I go to real? My interview, forget about it. I'm wearing a weave. I got my fake lashes on.
Exactly. So I can't know the real you. So that doesn't apply. I can't know the real you even after you get the job.
Because, like, you know, when you go on a job interview, you're gonna make it a little bit more. Then what if you get the job? And when you get the job, if you're a stand-up person, you're going to abide by the rules. You're not going to call out this, that, and the third. And
that's
the same thing with dating, to perception, okay? Like when Emma said, you get dressed up, you're putting in your best outfit for that first date. And if it was good the second date, you're going to keep it spicy. The third date, you're going to keep it spicy. You're going to keep on giving them that perception, you know what I mean? And that just, you know, that probably is you like to get dressed, you know what I mean? And hopefully you don't stop getting dressed when you get into the relationship, because I know many men complain about how they get into a relationship, and it's like, damn, my girl don't even put no heels on no more. She don't even go get her hair done no more. You know what I mean? Like, keep.
But it's a lot of factors.
But even, let me tell you, even if you fake in the beginning, it still goes back to that. Even if they get comfortable, whatever, eventually the true person is going to come out. Because you can go and say, like in a job, oh, I know how to do this, I know that. Now, when they put you to the test to do that and you can't do that, you're going to get fired. Or you're going to get cut off.
That's my point.
At the end of the day, real recognize.
No, Emma, you get a verbal warning first.
But when you go
I don't believe in verbal warnings. You're getting fired. I'm a boss. I fire niggas. I don't give warnings.
when you go from dating to a relationship, right, that relationship tape works. So you got to cultivate that. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all keep talking about relationship. We talking about the initial date.
Dates.
I'm going too deep into
it. Okay, you
okay,
see? Rule number one, take your time with
I'm back.
But when you dating,
take your time.
I don't know, for me, I don't know.
But that's the result of dating, well.
Yeah, the end result
exactly.
Of dating when you find a qualified person is
exactly.
The relationship. So I'm saying, and once you're in that relationship, that's the end result is. You're seeing some people lose that initial, or you stop doing the things that you baited that person in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying, but you still need that variety. You know what I'm saying? You know?
But you know what, though? Can I say something? This is Lissette speaking. First of all, like me in the past, I wanted to be truthful. You know, I would straight up tell a guy, listen, this is the deal with me. This is what's happening in my life. I want to be truthful, right?
Straight up.
I found out that sometimes the truth can bite you in the rear. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's chill with somebody, right? Everything is going well. Everything is cool. You're keeping it real. And then eventually you get into the relationship, right? And whatever truth you told in the beginning is like, oh, are you going to do me like that? Oh, aren't you the type of person who likes to do this or do that? That's never happened to me. You want to keep it real, but then when it goes into that relationship, right?
Right.
There's been times that you bring it up or you think about it, like, you know, she was chilling
like
with
you
me.
Told me you did a threesome before, you're going to do it again?
You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, but that's your calm,
though. You want to keep it going, you want to keep it real and say, look, this is what I'm all about. I'm not dating nobody, but I'm seeing two other people.
But listen. Listen, that's when you tell that person, yo, look, that was my past. Don't judge me by my past. Yo, he has not cast any sins. You don't take cast the first stone. You've been sinning all your life, so don't point fingers at me. Tell me what you did in your past 10 years, fam. You know? So nobody can judge, okay? Because nobody can tell you, yo, you're supposed to be truthful. You're supposed to be truthful. If that person can't accept who you are, and they want to be like, oh, you got, oh, so what? You
that's
you
not the right person.
That's not the
so
right
you're
back in the dating market, right?
Hold on. Let me give Swag some. Let me give Swag some for saying that, because that was like the most truest thing you could say out your mouth right there.
Thank you, baby doll. I love you. Thanks, Swag. My Swag.
That's why he's still been in a relationship 11 years later, right?
Exactly. It don't come from. Don't think it's easy, yo. Okay, it will fight sometimes, all the time. I mean, it's like a constant struggle. Yo, but real talk, though, Lush, though, real talk, you have to be. And I know, I know what you're saying, because I've been in that position too. But you know what? If the person can't accept it for who you are, then later on they're gonna leave it anyway. So I'm gonna just keep it real from the beginning. Like, yo, look, this is what I did. Look, I was a stripper 3 years ago. You don't like it? Then keep it moving. Real talk. I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't a stripper. I'm just giving it. I'm hypothetically speaking, yo.
After the dating, like, the whole dating process gets to know each other, so all your cards is coming out, like.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to ask questions, and you should be truthful, you know? But I don't think you should reveal too much, like. You know
that's
what I mean?
And you can also be honest about that, too. You're like, look, we just met. And as this friendship
don't
or whatever
ask,
progresses,
tell,
I'll tell you more, period.
Right, yeah.
Eventually. Mm-hmm.
Real talk, and just in conjunction to what you just said, let's say, I'm going to hit you with this jewel that I learned a long time ago from an old man. I was working at this job, Penny Bowles. He said, the lips of wisdom are closed except to the ears of understanding.
Repeat that.
The lips of wisdom are closed except for the ears.
The lips of wisdom are closed except to the ears of understanding. So, in other words, in layman terms, I'm not going to tell you things that you ain't ready for, man.
Exactly.
You don't feed steak to a baby. You know what I'm saying?
So Swag, if you're sitting there on the first date with somebody and then she tells you, I want to have your babies, I want to get married, I want to have a house and kids, what are you going to say to that?
Yo, that actually might work out. I mean, I'm involved right now, but I'm saying, like, hypothetically speaking, if I was it, that actually might work out, because I'll ask her, what is your plan? If you say you want to have babies, you want to do this?
You have goals. It's like, what are you looking for? That's automatically like in dating. Well, you know what? I'm open to a serious relationship. I like to get married and have some babies someday. Boom. Okay, I kind of want that too. Let's see if we can get there. You may not. You may not, but that's cool. But
that's
I like that phrase, though.
Mm-hmm. That's a deep phrase that an old man told me a long time ago. But, you know, I got love for street queens, so I had to call in on the Swag, you know what I mean? I'm not on 42nd today, but, I'm doing it still in the hood, you know what I mean? And I'm calling in and show love, man, because we got to definitely communicate and keep it open, you know what I mean? And I got mad love for Lush and the whole, you know what I mean, movement. That's positive. But real talk, though, I'm going to tell you right now, like, that whole, like, faking it and acting like it's an interview, that concept does not work, because it only works for a short time. But then when the truth comes out, and that's like you meet a man and you're like, yo, like, you know, oh, wow, you're a good-looking brother. And it's like, yo, I know you ain't got no kids. And he's like, yeah, you're right, I ain't got no kids. And he got three kids. How long is that going to last?
Exactly.
It's like doing,
you know, a man will lie to you just because he's only set on one thing. So he'll be like, I don't have no children. You know what I mean? Men do that all the time.
Yeah, but it's only going to last for a certain amount of time. Yeah, you know, you listen to the Mary J. Blige songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you going to deny your own flesh and blood? You know what I mean? Every J, stand up. Let's do it. Street queen.
Hey. It starts with a lie. What? The cop chasing his play? What the hell?
Oh, no. That's the ambulance going by.
What
there.
You
going
did?
What's going on? You on the run?
Nah, that's the terrace. The terrace window is open, yo.
We got another caller on the line. Caller from the 732. Thanks for joining us. Street Queens, the movement. Along
Jersey.
With our Jen Swagger and Renacizi. We're live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Lissette. See, Felicia Sabri, CG Michelle, and Emma E2K. You girl, Lush, live in the building. Street Queens, the movie. We're talking about survival kits, dating one-on-one,
do's and don'ts, how to approach the situation, speak on the family.
Hello, I was just calling. I was just listening. I didn't press one, so I didn't want to make no comment.
Okay, you can use
it. What?
We don't bite you.
No comment. What?
Say it again.
You ain't want to make no comment.
Nah, I just wanted to eavesdrop. That's all.
Do you have any shout-outs?
That's cool. Listen, that's cool, but we still would like to just hear, you know, we like to hear a lot of different opinions. You don't have an opinion on what we're talking about?
You fell in the trap, brother. You got to say something.
Well, it's a great topic, and of course, I'm a fan of the show anyway or so. But, I'll piggyback on what some of y'all said previously. I think you should be authentic. You should, show the person that you are, so that way that, you know, I mean, everyone has a hidden agenda from the gate, no matter what. And I don't want to be rude. This is Bump also.
I know it is. That's voice on.
But
I think everyone should be authentic. And I believe Felicia had said previously that you shouldn't show your whole cards. I think that's who it was. But you shouldn't show your. I mean, what happened to the back in the days where, you know, there was mystery? You know what I mean? Where, you know, we kept something hidden or so. You know, the young lady
You know what happened? People started having AIDS because everybody was mystery, you know, messing with each other, not saying nothing. That's what happened.
I think that secret definitely should be upfront, you know, as far as the AIDS test and stuff like that, you know, but I mean, listen, it's the first introduction. Like, you know, why are you already making plans to get married or even to go to bed and all that stuff? You know what I mean? Like you don't know this
just
person from Adam. You know what I mean? Like enjoy the time for a minute and see where it goes from there. I mean, I go back to, as I always say, a lot of times we may run across each other, opposite sex, women or male, and we may end up owning companies together, but we can never get past of sleeping with each other first. Now, we're going to lay down with each other first. I'm sorry, my man, but we're going to lay down with each other first. And instead we could end up owning companies together down the road. But we got to get past that first attraction, that physical attraction. Maybe you wasn't brought into my life for me to sleep with you. Maybe you was brought into my life for us to own a Fortune 500. You know what I mean?
Very
right,
good.
Exactly. Yo, that's real talk, fam. This is Swag speaking. But, yo, it also goes back to what the person wants in a relationship, because sometimes you meet two people that they just want a physical relationship.
We're talking about relationships. We're talking about dating, the initiation.
But even an initiation, though, even an initiation, because the initiation, right, the whole point that you're attracted to somebody or that you even want to date this person or even attracted or want a number is based on something. So once you get that.
There's always a motive, whether it be a relationship or sex or friendship. There's always a motive.
Fortune 500, right.
Yeah, but you don't know that right off since you want to do business until you get to know this person and know
that's
the right person
exactly.
You want to make money with.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But in that initial meeting, so you know, especially women. I mean, y'all definitely smarter than most of us men anyway. So y'all know from the gate.
Thanks for that. Thank you, Bump.
I need a check for that. But
we got to give Bump some for that one. Let's give
Bump some. Give Bump some for that.
That's real talk, y'all.
That's funny. But I mean, y'all know from the gate whether y'all gonna sleep with that guy or not anyway. You know what I mean? You know within that 5 minutes whether y'all gonna sleep with them or not anyway. You know what I mean?
Not necessarily, because there's situations where there's a physical attraction. It's like, oh yeah, I might want to give it to him, but he might grow on you. You know what I mean? It's just all depends. I'm a firm believer in love at first sight, and I'm a firm believer in getting to know each other and taking it there. But there's people that take it there right from the get and are still together to this day and married, and there's people that grow on each other. It just depends on the circumstances.
I want to add on real quick to my brother, what you called him. What's your name again, man?
Bump.
Wrong. All right, this is Swag. But
Bump.
No, it's Bump. It's Bump.
I bump into something? Bump?
Bump.
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 There you go, Bump.
I like it when the beat goes, listen. So it's like, a lot of times it's not even a physical attraction. Sometimes it's a mental attraction. Sometimes it's something, like a lot of times they say 90% of relationships evolve around work. So a lot of times you could be at work and you're sitting there and you're like, wow, look at the way this person is. She's a good person. He's a good person, whatever. And you want to get involved with that person. But then when you go to get involved with that person, you get turned off. So, you know, it's the initial inclination to be like, wow, I want to deal with this person. I want to see what this person is about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that right there. Are you real on a day-to-day basis when you wake up to go to your 9-to-5? Are you a real person? Or are you putting on an image in fronting? That's what it comes down to, you know, because once you start lying, you got to keep on lying to keep that image up.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it's so exhausting.
So the point is when you step into initiate the first initial meet and greet, man, I guess, you know what I'm saying, don't wear that mask. I mean, usually,
you know,
speak when spoken to and just give out information that really needs to be given, like, unless they don't ask you. You don't want to just throw your whole self on the table like that, you know what I'm saying, because you don't even know if you want to see this person the next day. You know, but still, once again, be safe, like we said, in regards to, like, where you're basically taking the person. Don't take them too far out of your range so you can be comfortable. You know, go to some place like Starbucks, at least during the daytime. You know,
Barnes and Noble, see if they know how to read.
We don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Survival kit, 101 dating, condoms. Yep.
You know how to read, please. Yeah, I know how to read.
I think that's a whole
bum,
lot of chemistry.
But Bum, I had to ask you a quick question, Bum. What would you bring on your survival kit as a man if you're going on to the first initial date? What would you bring on with your survival kit?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was distracted. Wow, on my first date, I would bring. I don't know. I would just bring I would just be open-minded. Nothing physical, you know, nothing material. I would just be open-minded because I don't know what I'm walking into. You know, I'm walking into a representative of the person that I met, you know, but I'll just be open-minded because I don't know what's going to happen once I get there, but I have to be able to adapt to whatever it is that may occur. So I would just walk into with a open mind.
Will you walk in
there
with a bulletproof vest, too?
A bulletproof vest? Oh, if I need a bulletproof vest,
You're on the wrong date.
Yeah, I don't need to be there. Yeah, I don't need to be there. That's just like me going into a club that I gotta get pat down. I don't need to be there.
So on a first date, you do not have a condom in your wallet or in your. I mean, granted, you say you don't want to get in the physical, but would you have a condom on deck on the first date?
Wow, it depends on which age I'm at.
The age you are now, would you go in and date with a condom?
The age that I'm at now, I wouldn't have a condom on my first date. And that's just honest. That's not just saying because, you know, we on the show or so. But, no, I wouldn't have a condom on the first date or so. Because, again, I'm sorry?
Because why?
Again, because my frame of mind is just kind of different. Where you don't know what that first date is going to bring. You don't know what's coming from that or so. I mean, if you're going into it saying, "Yeah, I'm gonna smash," then yeah, you're gonna bring a condom with you. I'm gonna bring a condom with me or so. But I think I'm kind of past that smashing, so. I'm just walking into just having a good evening or so, and whatever turns from that, whatever becomes that, then so be it. But that first, I mean, I just really stand behind that. You know, we so quick to jump into bed, and we don't know what the person was really brought into our life for.
I have
a question. I know what you're trying to say, but it still sounds like. You still not being, you're saying you're being open-minded, but you never know. What about if you really, really get a serious connection and the vibe is there and all that with this certain person and you don't come prepared or the other person don't come prepared? I'm not saying that you have to necessarily get into bed and whatever, no, but you should still somehow kind of be prepared for anything since you're being open-minded.
Yeah, if your mind is, yeah, but let me just answer that though. But if your mind is right, then you prepare. Your mind is prepared anyway. You know what I mean? Because I believe what you're saying is that if you go on that date and this turns out to be something else, and next you know y'all want to go and jump off, then I'm not at that stage no more. You know what I mean? So
but,
now you're going into.
Yeah.
Control. Now you're going
yeah,
into discipline.
Discipline.
You know
yourself.
What I mean?
That's not
yeah,
what I'm
exactly.
About.
Exactly. So
that.
Right. Right. So
that.
if you're enjoying, and you know what's so crazy though, the orgasm is in that conversation right there.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, Bob, let me help you out.
Give Bump some more.
Let me help you out.
Hold on. 1 second. We gotta give Bump some more. Hold on.
Give Bump some more. Give Bump some more.
Bump is just killing him right now.
Yeah. Give Bump some more.
Wow.
I have a question for the guys, though. I want to know. I happen to be a rounded girl, you know. If you take me to the ballpark, then I can play ball. If you take me to an opera, I can, you know, be really nice and classy. What kind of girls do you guys really look for? Like, what's your ideal woman?
Well, it depends on the person, though. You're asking that question to me as well?
I'm asking the men.
Okay. Well, I guess let me just start it off real quick since I got the floor. Like, I think it depends on a person. Me, personally, I'm involved, but me, if I wasn't involved, I'd be looking for a woman that's not trying to smash on the first date. And that's why I got to give Bong mad love on that, because that's the problem. You know, you get with a real woman, like an educated woman that's not having that, they'll be like, you bring a condom? So what, you thought you was going to get some on the first date? What kind of woman you think I am? See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not looking for that kind of woman. First of all, that's a physical thing. If you're looking for, I know we're talking about dating, but if you're looking for a relationship, or if you have intentions on going in, you know, getting involved in a relationship, then you shouldn't be looking to just smash. Because 9 out of 10 of the time, that just turns into a physical thing and y'all end up departing. So if you're looking for something long-term or even a good friendship with a person, it shouldn't just be about smashing. Like he said earlier, the orgasm is in the conversation, is in what we do. Let's go to the park, you know what I mean? And when my woman, on the first date I had my woman of 11 years, you know where I took her? To the library. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, yo, there's a book called The Science of Love by John Baines. I already read the book. I said, let me put you onto this book there. I said, you ever heard of The Science of Love? She was like, nah, I never heard of nothing like that. I said, let's go to the library and pick it up. She was like, you taking me to the library on the first date? But that's the kind of person I am. So, I mean, Vaughn, you could tell them what kind of brother you are, man.
I guess my response is, wow. Let me just go back to the question. You said what the type of woman that you're looking for, or can you just repeat the question again?
What kind of woman are you looking for? Like, what kind of personality traits does she have? Do you look for a girl that's kind of like somebody you can take to the park, or somebody who's like really, really girly who you can't take to the park, or, you know, what kind of conversation do you look for?
Like your ideal. Yeah.
Well,
like, what's your ideal woman?
Well, I'm not looking. I mean, I've been married 20 years now, I think.
Give him some for that, Lush.
Nah, no more, please. But I would say I think most of the cats would probably agree. Just back to the first date thing, also is that I'm sure most of the women that anyone's with for a long period of time, I doubt if they slept with them that first night. You know what I mean? I mean, y'all care to respond? I mean, not to get in your business.
11 years, you took her to the library. What if you would have smashed after the library? Would she still be a girl of 11 years?
No.
The whole library, the date was great. Obviously, y'all still together.
Well, it's not about, the thing about it is that we went to the library so that I could help her explore herself and grow as a person. Not so that way we could get physical and intimate, because I know that you can do that. That's the easy part, you know what I'm saying? It's easy for me to say, hold on,
right.
It's easy. That's
right.
Like ABC,
right.
You got 12-year-olds doing that now. What I want to know is, I want to know, can you be a good woman? I want to know, can you be a mother? I want to know, can you bear these children? I want to, even if you can't bear children, maybe it's a man-man relationship, maybe it's a woman-woman relationship. I'm not knocking nobody. But what the point I'm making is that a responsible, committed person, that's the kind of person that's the kind of person I am. I like somebody that's responsible and committed. I don't want to, that's why I say go back to what you're looking for, because there's a lot of people out there that they just want a woman to just wild out and be doing, they want a woman that's dealing with five different guys. They want that. Some people want that. So it goes back to what you want.
A real person
for that matter, is going to want somebody that's committed, something that you can have integrity with.
Well, but
it depends on, like, a friend of mine, like, her daughter's going to be one. She's engaged, and she met her dude and gave it to him on the first night, and now they're getting married. That's why I'm like, it all depends on the circumstances.
Sometimes that happens,
like,
too, yes. Sometimes that happens, too.
You had something to say
real quick?
Well, I think what she was just saying, I think also that that's an exception to the rule. I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest. I think most of you actually, majority of cats, even after we get off the phone, you call five, I think they'll probably say that if they sleep with the girl on the first day or the woman on the first date, they're probably not going to marry them. You know, but
yeah.
I think that's probably an exception to the rule or so. I mean, and to go back to the question, my ideal woman is just really a secure woman. You know, it's not the physical, it's not the how they look and all this. I just think a secure woman, because, you know, she's doing what she's doing, you're doing what you're doing, and you're building something together or so. You know, but you have to be secure, because if you have that insecure person with you, then how can you concentrate or stay focused on what you're doing when she's worrying about that if you're out taking care of business or you with someone else? So my ideal woman is a secure woman.
That's good talk right there. And guys, can y'all guys stay on the line for me real quick? We gotta go to this quick commercial, and when we come back, we gonna give the people our closing thoughts and everything, man. I'm gonna go to this quick commercial real quick, and we'll come back. Stay on the line with us, mom, and everybody. This was some deep stuff right here. Dating 101. We come back in quick commercial.
Bloodseers and Above Them Celebrity Enterprises is bringing DC their own History 2009. They're going to have Stone Love and Bass Oddity straight from Jamaica, man. We're going to have live video by Reggae TV Unplugged. DC's own High Rollers, Upsetters, live in the building, along with 93.9 Kiss FM with DJ Trini.
Taking place at Legends Nightclub, 3225 Naylor Road, Temple Hills, Maryland.
Getting it in all day, every day. Get your tickets now at Junction Market, Sweet Mango, Queenstown Market, along with Caribbean Superior, man.
For more information, call 202-425-6873.
It's going down Saturday, June 20th, History 2009, man. See you there.
This whole entire show has been sponsored by StrictlyBump1.com. Log on to www.strictlybump1.com and call them at 1-888-286-7158. Call them at 1-888-286-7158. Strictly Bump 1, where fashion is appreciated.
That's what it is, man. We're definitely back, and you're definitely listening to the one, the only, Street Queens the Movement, and we're live, and you're listening to...
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
We're talking about dating 101 survival kits. We got into some deep situation, and we're live with the wonderful queens, MF2K Magazine, and also our gent, Renesy, Magtivity Productions. Along with Swagger, and along with Lissette, and along with the wonderful Bump, live in the, definitely getting it in, talking about some deep points, and we're going to give you guys our closing thoughts. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, what should we lead the people off and let them know when we're encountering a first date, starting off with Bump?
thought I was going to laugh. I would just say, again, you know, be yourself. So that way, you know, you don't have to worry about wasting any energy and anybody's time with any hidden agendas or so. So just be yourself on that first date, and that way you guys can move on instead of finding out later on that this really wasn't the person that you thought they was. So just be yourself.
And also a number one survival kit trinket that you should bring along with you.
Number one survival kit is bring your character with you. That's all
that's
I can give you.
That's what's up. Lissette, your final thoughts on the first entitled date and your trinket that you would bring along with you on your survival kit.
I would bring my definitely extra cash if you get stranded anywhere. You got your money. Also, you got to keep in mind that if it starts with a lie, it's going to end with a lie. So, like the gentleman said, just keep it real, be yourself. And on your first date, just have fun. You know, don't put yourself out there like that. Eventually, what will be, you know. Bring your extra cash. Let a friend know where you're going. And just keep it safe.
That's what's up. And Swagger, what would you bring? As a trinket and along with what would you basically you know end off with your ending thoughts about initiating the first date?
Well, Les, the first thing is that I think when you go on a date or you getting involved with somebody is to know yourself and know what you want. That is the ultimate weapon. Because if you don't know what you want, then you get involved in something and you're like, I didn't want this, but you never stated what you wanted. So that's I think that's most important, knowing what you want, know yourself, and know what you're getting yourself into. And as far as, like, survival kit, I would say just bring your logic, bring your A game, put your thinking cap on, as they used to say it in, you know, back in grade school, bring your thinking cap on, you know, because even though, you know, you could bring cash and everything, but you bring cash, but you're so overwhelmed because this certain person is so beautiful, so whatever, and you get blinded by that. So bring your logic and bring your thinking cap.
That's what's up, and, Emma, what would you basically, you know, tell somebody, you know, engaging in the first date and along, what would you bring with you on your survival kit,
Man, with all this I'm listening, I ain't dating, that's it. I don't know. That's a wrap. No.
That's a good answer.
Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Too much pressure. You know, that's why I think... That's why I think a lot of women end up always going back to their exes because you kind of like want to stay with what you know instead of start exploring and taking kids with you and all that. But I guess I would, the first date, you know, just go, you know, Barnes & Nobles. I like to, you know, make love to my mind before my body. So I want to know if you even know how to read. I'm real interested in that. I want to know if you're going to sit there while I read my poetry and all that. I want to know, you know, that you're a strong individual that can handle a strong woman like me because I am a strong woman because I know who I am already, you know, at the age that I have. I know what I want. So I don't have time to waste. So, you know, we're not going to go with this whole what's your favorite color stuff. But, you know, we're going straight to it. Like, what do you want? What are your goals? Where do you see yourself in 5 years or next year or even in 6 months? And if you,
I'm
like,
25 and I feel that way.
If you still pausing, I don't know, because today I wanted to be this, but next week I want to be that. Then, you know, it's like, cool, thank you, you know. Here's a book on, you know, learning yourself, and I'll see you when I see you. Like, it's like, you know.
Bring a book first day with Emma.
Yeah, okay, like, so I'm going straight to Barnes & Noble, yo. Straight to Barnes & Noble. I wonder if you know how to read, like, how you carry yourself. Like, you know, if you're a patient person, because at my age, you have to be, you know, patient. Like, you have to know how to be patient. Definitely with me, because I'm a person that you need patience to deal with. So if you don't have that from the gate, we're going to be killing ourselves.
Bring E2K.
No, and hand him a magazine. Here, read this.
Well, let's see, what's your last thoughts on the date, and then what would you bring on your survival kit?
I mean, me, I think I would bring with me, as far as my survival kit, I would bring my discipline, and I would approach a relationship with an open mind. I mean, saying that
because, you know, different women come from different walks of life, and, you know, sometimes you just may meet somebody who may turn you on to something different or, you know, add on to your life. So you just never know, man. So it's good to walk in with expectations, but you never know which person could take you to that next level to or assist you to get into that next level. So
what's your number one thing to bring in your survival gear?
I'm bringing discipline.
Okay. So, Felicia, what is your final thought on initiating the date? And what is your number one survival kit thing that you're bringing?
My number one survival kit. I'm bringing money because you just never know. And I'm an independent, strong woman. So when it's time for the bill, I mean, I'm pulling out my $20 and I'm waiting to see, like, okay, is anybody going to put that away? Or can you? I'm bringing money. And I'm bringing, you know, my values. I'm an aspiring actress. I'm a TV host. Like, I'm very, very authentic. So, I mean, I wear my heart on my sleeve. I do. And I love love. And I just love, you know, giving myself my mind and seeing how a person embraces that. So, I mean, I'm just real, real authentic. And I'm going to have money on deck my first date. Definitely.
That's what's up. The last thing I got to say to everybody is make sure that you bring your common sense with you, because if it don't walk right, it don't smell right, it ain't right, player.
Definitely.
And,
I mean, you got to trust your judgment.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I was going to say, people, don't bring your kids with you. Find somebody to babysit your kids. For y'all ghetto people out there that bring your kids with you on the first date, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, that is ghetto. That's
bring your kids with you. Because you don't know if they're crazy, and you don't want to expose your children to that. Don't bring your kids. That's the absolute no-no. And I bring my knife, and I bring my mace. That's my number one player, and I bring my money. So.
Wow.
So,
real talk.
Make sure you don't act a fool.
And the Motrin for the headache. And don't forget the Motrin for the headache.
You don't need no Motrin. I'm going to just get the swag juice.
Y'all wild as I don't know what, but you know, due to the fact that time limit and everything, you know, we definitely have to thank all of our callers. We gotta thank you know our official sponsors, Strictly Bump One, along with Vooly.com, Street the Queens, the Movement, the Digital Conglomerate, E2K Magazine, Music Mania Television. Digital Fantasy Media, and everybody that definitely supports us in the movement. We got to thank Bump, Big Brother Bump, Big Brother Renacy, you know what I'm saying? And also thank Big Brother Swag for jumping out of the way, turn my swag on. And we got to thank, all of our beautiful queens, CG, Felicia, Lissette. You know what I'm saying, Emma, everybody, and the young lady Mary that called earlier, and everybody that definitely came and supported us, man. Definitely log on to www.streetqueensmovement.ning.com. Along, email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. We will try to be doing some kind of like AIDS testing event soon, so look out for that. So, I mean, we might have some performances, so please, you know, we definitely recommend you guys go get tested. You know, it's a big predicament, and D.C. alone has the highest count right now, so definitely go get tested, you know, out there, definitely go get tested. Oh, and this Saturday is going down in the DMV at Legends Nightclub, History 2009, check that out. Also, check out strictlybump1.com. It's the hottest clothing line definitely out there worldwide. Check it out. Yeah,
this Sunday, Happy Father's Day.
Oh,
Happy Father's Day to all those fathers.
You can't forget that. Happy Father's early Father's Day, Bump. Happy Father's Day, Swag. You a father, Swag?
Yes, I have a little girl.
Happy Father's Day, Swag.
Thank you.
Happy Father's
Happy
Day,
Father's
Bump,
Day.
Swag.
All the good men that are out there taking care of the kids.
Doesn't have a child, but, you know, for those free babies that you about to make, shout out to them.
kids that you've been taking care of.
Yeah, shout out to everybody, you know, that's definitely, you know, a father out there. We love you, Street Queens, the movement. Make sure that you definitely, if you haven't talked to your father in a minute, your uncle or whoever's the father, make sure you take the time out to talk to them now.
I'm not calling him.
No. definitely, you know, take the time out to at least call him, at least send him a card or something. You
not calling mines. Deadbeat, deadbeat.
Thank him through the mind.
Deadbeat, he's deadbeat.
Definitely.
You got to die with that.
Happy
you got to die with that.
Definitely.
My mother gets all the respect. Happy Father's Day to my mother.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody, all the fathers out there. We want to wish you a united Street Queens. Happy Father's Day to all of y'all out there. Much love. You know what I'm saying? Thank all the fathers that definitely do take care of their babies out there for real.
I will do
that. You know
that.
What I'm saying? You know. So, peace out, everybody. Love y'all. Same time, same place.
Group hug.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Love y'all. Bye.
Love you too.
We're out.
We're
not out. 101.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn up.